Welcome to your daily devotional, September 10th. Many books. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 12. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. I have many books on my bookshelves. They are all profitable for future reference, or else they would have been donated by now. Maybe you are starting school, and you have many books to buy and read. Or maybe you have a personal library of whatever sort. New books are always coming out, and new catalogs of books are regularly arriving in the mail, thus proving the saying of the preacher that of making many books, there is no end. Many books are worth less than the paper they are printed on. Romance novellas and the new false revisionist history books are among these. Even amongst the best of books used for the noblest of purposes, the student finds that much study is wearisome to the flesh. Whatever books you have, be sure they are worth reading. Or if you must read a worthless text for whatever reason, like a school course requirement, assess it under the microscope of God's Word and promptly discard it, or file it away as matter to refute later. Despite having many books, I sit here in my prayer room writing to you with only one book in front of me, and that book is the Holy Bible. Men have written many books, but God has inspired one book containing 66 books within the book. And that book is not wearying to me. It is challenging, profitable, and imparts wisdom, hope, and peace to my weary soul. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. In the physical sense, I suppose it may be said that even with Scripture, in regard to the strain of the eyes or the hours spent at the expense of sleep, much study is wearisome to the flesh. But God's word is not to be read in the flesh, but in the spirit. The benefits to the spirit far outweigh any physical weakness that careful study of it may cause. If you are a Christian, your time in the Bible ought to exceed your time reading the many books combined. And your study time ought to be completely Bible-centered, with the one book getting more attention than and being used to judge any other book. Have a peaceful day, and join me in committing to put down the many books and picking up the good book.